ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। धर्मेण पालयन् उर्विम् प्रजाशीलेन रञ्जयन् वर्तमान समस्वेषु श्रिया कीर्तिम् अवाप्स्यसि। धर्मेण पालयन् उर्विम् प्रजाशीलेन रञ्जयन् वर्तमान समाश्वेषु श्रेया कीर्तिम् अवाप्स्यसि। धर्मेण पालयन् उर्विम् प्रजाशीलेन रञ्जयन् वर्तमान समाश्वेषु श्रेया कीर्तिम् अवाप्स्यसि।
माताजीस
धर्मेण रिलीजियसली पालयन प्रोटेक्टिंग उर्विम द अर्थ प्रजा द सिटीजन्स सिलेन बाय गुड कैरेक्टर रंजयन डिलाइटिंग वर्तमानः remaining sama equally disposed sveshu to your relatives shreya perfection kirtim glory avapshayasi you will achieve. Translation: by religiously protecting the earth, delighting your subjects with your noble character and treating all your relatives equally, you will surely achieve success and glory. Purport: Akrura told Dhritarashtra that even though he had usurped the throne, if he now ruled according to the principles of dharma and behaved properly, he could be successful.
Om Agyantimirandasya ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपां सागरजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजना सहितम् कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम् श्री राधा कृष्ण पदान् सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितम् च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्रीराधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरिप्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा सो सीकिंग योर ब्लेसिंग्स एंड फॉर बेगिंग फॉरगिवनेस फ्रॉम ऑल ऑफ यू सम प्रॉब्लम विद द थ्रोट एंड ऑल्सो विद माई सेल्फ ऑल्सो सो यर अक्रूरा ही इज एन अ मिशन टू गिव सम एडवाइस टू धृतराष्ट्र एंड हियर एज द पर्पज सेज अक्रूरा टोल्ड धृतराष्ट्र दैट इवन थो ही इज directly telling no indirect words he had usurped the throne if he now ruled according to the principles of dharma and behaved properly he could be successful so here as his grace mahanand prabhu yesterday he was speaking about the attachment of dhritarashtra we see dhritarashtra he is so much attached because he himself wanted to sit on the throne and somehow or other because of some technical problem he was not made to sit on the throne and now Duryodhan is sitting on the throne and he is being partial saying these sons are my sons and these sons are not my sons but my brother's sons giving title as this is Kauravas and this is Pandavas and then there was no lack of advice from different sides to Dhritarashtra many elevated Vaishnavas, even the Supreme Lord, he was advising Dhritarashtra that because of your actions, because of your desires, because of your attachment, there will be great catastrophe on the whole society. And Dhritarashtra, he knew and he accepted everything that, yes, Krishna, I know I accept all the advice which you are giving, but I am so attached to my son and all my desires that I cannot accept your advice. And we see the common theme, many times we might feel, ke, oh, this is Dhritarashtra and he is so attached, he is so attached to his desires, he is so attached to fulfilling the desires of his sons. And we might point out, but we fail to recognize that one finger is towards Dhritarashtra and some fingers are towards us. Ke many times Srimad Bhagavatam goes through this common theme where Narad Muni also tells some allegory story to someone and then at the end of the story he comes to know, oh, this is my story only. So we might feel, ke, oh, this Indradev, he is so lusty and this Indradev, he is going here and there, breaking regulative principle and this Indra, he is like this only. And many times we take some theme, Duryodhan, oh, Duryodhan is a villain only. And then Dhritarashtra is there and we feel, ke, oh, Dhritarashtra, he is so attached. And then we fail to recognize that how much I am attached to my circumstances, how much I am attached to my facilities, how I am attached to my lifestyle, and how hard it is for me to give away these lifestyles or change my lifestyle. Like many times people are traveling from one place to another place, and then in some certain countries there are some duty-free goods, and they feel that, oh, in India there might be so much duties, there taxes there. If I purchase from this place, then there will be no duty, there will be no taxation. And what are the goods? Goods are cigarettes, alcohol and all this. And on the brand only some photo is given where the whole inside chest is burning. And then also they see and then they read, smoking is injurious to health, alcohol is injurious. The advice is given, but we fail to take the advice. Oh, this is not good for my health. And then we bring from some far away area to our house, and then because of our attachment to sense gratification, we feel. And we feel, oh, he is a drunkard, he is a lusty fellow, and like this. But then many times we are also having some diabetic problems, and then we feel, okay, oh, today is Janmashtami, and this Mahaprasad is there. But I am having diabetic problem. Oh, but this is Mahaprasad, this will not have reaction on my body. This is this is directly offered to Shri Radha Gopinath ji. So there will, that sweet level will not increase. Or many times we are having some acidity problem, but this paneer tikka masala in our fish is made. And then we say, oh, I am sitting in non-spicy zone. And this spicy zone, they are having nice paneer chili and nice chole with tomato, with some spice and all this. Oh, at least I can have some taste of it. But then we feel, oh, but I am non-spicy, my medicines are going on, and my doctor has told me that I should not take this. And actually I have experience also, okay, if I take this spicy thing, which is having tomato, which is having this chili, then acidity problem will rise, then some vomiting sensation will be there. And then we feel, okay, oh, this Dhritarashtra is like this, Indradev is like this. But then we feel, okay, oh, what I am doing again and again, this paneer chili masala is going, this sweet is going, then, oh, today is Janmashtami, and this Charnamrit has come directly from the transcendental body of Supreme Lord, and then one glass goes, three glass goes, four matka goes, five matka goes, and then we feel, oh, my stomach is so full, but oh, this Charnamrit has directly come from Radha Gopinath ji, I should take it. But then we feel, okay, oh, because of this Charnamrit, although it might be transcendental, but this body is not so transcendental, which can accept it. And then we take, oh, then tomorrow, next day morning, oh, I am feeling so dizzy, I cannot be awake for morning session. Again and again we know this system is not accepting, although we know, okay, this thing is not good for me. But we point out, okay, oh, this Dhritarashtra is like this, he is so attached, he is so lusty. But this Dhritarashtra, like Parikshit Maharaj, we see many people, they say, oh, how come this Parikshit Maharaj, he was the emperor of the whole world, and a sage, he is meditating, and a foolish act, where he knows this sage is a great rishi, he is a great yogi, and he is the king of the emperor, he should have some common sense, how can he put a dead snake around the neck? But this is the supreme will drama played by Parikshit Maharaj. We say, okay, oh, this Parikshit Maharaj has done like this. But we feel that Parikshit Maharaj has been selected by the Supreme Lord to play a role like this. And in turn, we have to take a lesson that Parikshit Maharaj, he takes the bad name so that Srimad Bhagavatam can appear. And then we can take lessons from Srimad Bhagavatam all through the ages to come. Similarly, Dhritarashtra has been specially appointed by the Supreme Lord and given some bad name, oh, because of this attachment to sense gratification, because of attachment to the throne, because of attachment to sons, because someone might have some attachment to wife, someone might have some attachment to property, some money and all this. But again and again this story depicts, because of attachment to some things, to son, property, wife, house, or this material world, we have to come again and again in this material world. We feel, okay, oh, this is my story. I am attached to this material world. I am so much attached to my conditioning. I am attached to my lifestyles. And somehow, taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, taking shelter of the process of Krishna consciousness given by Srila Prabhupada ji, we have to rectify our situation. And then this Dhritarashtra is my story itself. And somehow or other, being in association of devotees, we can rectify. So here, Akrura tells Dhritarashtra that even though he had usurped the throne, if he now ruled according to the principles of Dharma and behaved properly, he could be successful. So here in Srimad Bhagavatam, in first canto, the passing away of Bhishma Pitama, Yudhishthir Maharaj along with his brothers and Krishna himself, he comes, and already Krishna has explained to Yudhishthir Maharaj that this is how he should rule the kingdom. But somehow the Paramatma inside the heart of Yudhishthir Maharaj does not allow Yudhishthir Maharaj to understand. And Yudhishthir Maharaj is now in front of Bhishma Pitama, and Bhishma Pitama is giving various explanations. Dana dharman raja dharma, moksha dharman vibhagasa, stri dharman bhagavat dharma, samasa vyasa yogata. In which he is giving different activities for the householders, for raja, that is raj dharma, for ladies and for the people in general. But I just, first when I was reading this purport, I was thinking I should select this line or this line or this line. Then I thought I should speak the whole purport as it is, although it is little long, but then we will make connections for this purport in our course of discussion. So Raj Dharma is a great science, unlike modern diplomacy for political supremacy. The kings were trained systematically to become munificent and not merely tax collectors. They were trained to perform different sacrifices only for the prosperity of the subjects. To lead the prajas to the attainment of salvation was a great duty of the king. The father, the spiritual master, and the king are not to become irresponsible in the matter of leading their subjects to the path of ultimate liberation from birth, death, disease, and old age. When these primary duties are properly discharged, there is no need of government of the people by the people. In modern days, the people in general occupy the administration by the strength of manipulated votes. But they are never trained in the primary duties of the king, and that is also not possible for everyone. Under the circumstances, the untrained administrators play havoc to make the subjects happy in all respects. On the other hand, these untrained administrators gradually became rogues and thieves and increased the taxation to finance a top-heavy administration that is useless for all purposes. Actually, the qualified brahmanas are meant to give direction to the kings for proper administration in terms of the scriptures like the Manu Samhita and Dharma Shastras of Parashara. A typical king is the ideal of the people in general, and if the king is pious, religious, chivalrous and munificent, the citizens generally follow him. Such a king is not a lazy, sensuous person living at the cost of the subjects, but alert always to kill thieves and dacoits. The pious kings were not merciful to dacoits and thieves in the name of nonsensical ahimsa, non-violence. The thieves and dacoits were punished in an exemplary way so that in the future no one would dare commit such nuisances. In an organized form, such thieves and dacoits were never meant for administration as they are now. The taxation law was simple. There was no force, no encroachment. The king had a right to take 1/4 of the production made by the subject. The king had a right to claim 1/4 of one's allotted wealth. One would never grudge parting with it, because due to the pious king and religious harmony, there was enough natural wealth, namely grains, fruits, flowers, silk, cotton, milk, jewels, minerals, etc. And therefore, no one was materially unhappy. The citizens were rich in agriculture and animal husbandry, and therefore they had enough grains, fruits and milk without any artificial needs of soap, toilets, cinemas and bars. The king had to see that the reserved energy of humanity was properly utilized. Human energy is meant not exactly for fulfilling animal propensities, but for self-realization. The whole government was specifically designed to fulfill this particular purpose. As such, the king had to select properly the cabinet ministers, but not on the strength of voting background. The ministers, the military commanders, and even the ordinary soldiers were all selected by personal qualification, and the king had to supervise them properly before they were appointed to their respective posts. The king was especially vigilant to see that the tapasvis or persons who sacrificed everything for disseminating spiritual knowledge were never disregarded. The king knew well that the Supreme Personality of Godhead never tolerated any insult to his unalloyed devotees. Such tapasvis were trusted leaders even of the rogues and thieves who would never disobey the orders of tapasvis. The king would give special protection to illiterates, the helpless and widows of the state. Defense measures were arranged previous to any attack by the enemies. The taxing process was easy and it was not meant for squandering but for strengthening the reserve fund. The soldiers were recruited from all parts of the world and they were trained for special duties. As far as the salvation is concerned, one has to conquer the principles of lust, anger, unlawful desires, avarice and bewilderment. So, long way, but here Bhishma Pitama is giving advice to Yudhishthir Maharaj how he has to rule the kingdom. And similarly we see in his line Parikshit Maharaj when he comes and he is ruling the entire kingdom. And although when Parikshit Maharaj was out and he sees the Kali personified, he is killing the cow and the bull, then immediately Parikshit Maharaj with his shastras, he attacks the Kali personified, and Kali personified knowing his position, he takes shelter of Parikshit Maharaj. And because any person who takes shelter of the king, he has to give shelter also. Although Parikshit Maharaj, he gives shelter to Kali personified and he gives some places where he can reside, but Parikshit Maharaj, although giving place for Kali to reside, he makes sure that such kind of place never resides in his kingdom. So Parikshit Maharaj, he is satisfying both, because Kali personified who has taken shelter of him, he is satisfied, and at the same time he does not allow the people to go in wrong directions and makes essential facilities where these illicit activities does not take place. As we see in Maharaj Sibi's case, where the pigeon and the eagle is there, and eagle is there to eat the pigeon, and pigeon approaches Maharaj Sibi that you have to save me because you are the king and we are your prajas. Nowadays praja means some part of human society where special protection is given only to humans, not regarding the other prajas, animals, insects, that also. But the definition itself, praja, says that one who is born in that region, all their living entities are known as praja. So Sibi goes to the extent of cutting his own limbs, telling the eagle that you want this flesh, you can eat my flesh, and leave aside the pigeon. So that is the role of the king. And although we might see such lofty structure of the society, or in bygone ages we might see ke such high standards were followed, Parikshit Maharaj is there, and even people say ke we want Ram Rajya. People want Ram Rajya without Lord Ramchandra. So this is the predicament situation of the society. And then people feel ke, oh, this was told some 5,000 years before and this type of lifestyle is not favorable for today. And then people have a doubt also, like here in the earlier passage, Queen Kunti Maharani, she is in great distress that I am going through such distressful situation. And is Krishna actually knowing my situation? Is Krishna actually knowing that myself, my sons are undergoing so much atrocities, so much tribulations? Will Krishna actually come to save me? And similarly, a jiva of Kali Yuga, he engrossed in material activities, engrossed in accumulating wealth, position, name, prestige for his future, for himself and for his children, he fails to recognize the protection which is given by the Supreme Lord. And then he is in dilemma, oh no, Supreme Lord must be there, but now he is not in charge of this material world. Durga Devi is there in charge, and then work is worship. We have to work, we have to slog hard, and then keep aside this devotional service. There is no time for chanting our rounds, no time for coming for festivals, no time for coming for Srimad Bhagavatam class and all these things. And people engross themselves more and more in material activities and in turn engross more and more in sinful activities. So why these laws of karmas are there? Why these sinful reactions are there? Why these punishments are there? These punishments are there because some sinful acts were performed in earlier lifetimes. But one might say, okay, oh, I do not remember what sinful activities I did in this lifetime. But we see in this lifetime also, many times we are driving on the road, some four-wheeler, two-wheeler is there, and we break the signal, and then some traffic inspector is there, and he catches, chalo, we have to make this chalan. And then, although we have so many experiences, like I explained, eating nice foodstuffs, taking which is not allocated for our quota, we take and then we suffer. But we suffer but still continue in taking. So this is our day-to-day experience. Why to think of experiences or activities which have done in our last life? Even in this life also we do something, then we suffer. But because of our attachment, because of our attachment to sense gratification, we forget these sufferings and then again do this act. It might not be so sinful, but we do the act, and because of our act, we suffer. So these laws of karmas are made so that we can rectify our activities. By rectifying our activities, we don't suffer, and if we don't suffer, then we can concentrate on the holy name, we can concentrate on the katha. But the people in general, they ask, where is Lord, where is Krishna, and then there is no protection from the Supreme Lord, and people have so much disregard for the scriptures, disregard because the lofty philosophy or the heavy standards which are laid down, which were actually practiced day to day, moment after moment, this philosophy was practiced every day. But today, because of so much degradation, because of so much westernization, we feel, oh, this is not practical, this is simply impractical. And then we have to delete these sections of Bhagavad Gita, these sections of Bhagavatam. And even in Bhagavad Gita, in 4th chapter, in 4th or 5th verse, Srila Prabhupada ji mentions three words, that is education, culture and devotion. And in that, Srila Prabhupada ji mentions, okay, what is the difference between these three words, education, culture and devotion. Education is that I should know that I am not this material body. But this simple statement, which is so simplified by Srila Prabhupada ji and given mostly in every pages or in every paragraph, that every living entity born in this material world should be educated that I am not this material body. And then what is culture? Culture is that I am not this material body, but how I can engage myself from bodily consciousness to spiritual consciousness. And then there is devotion. Education is, I am not this material body, but I know that I am not this body, material body, but still this material body has so many desires, so many longings, so many expectations, so many dreams to be fulfilled. So devotion is, although I am not this material body, but the fact is I am having these material desires and how I can convert these material desires into spiritual desires. So that is education, I am not this material body, culture, how to transform from material to spiritual, and devotion is how I can transform my material desires to spiritual desires. So these basic themes which Srila Prabhupada ji gives so simply is nowhere to be found in the educational universities or any of the books of our colleges or even in PhDs or postgraduate studies. So people in general, they feel, oh, this devotional service, this bhakti, this service to the Supreme Lord is simply impractical. Kaam hi puja hai, puja hi kaam hai, work is worship, and then they make a big frame that this company is our place of worship and the Lord. Who is the Lord? Our Malik, our owner, he becomes the Supreme Lord because he is feeding us our day-to-day requirements. So, this is general mass of people, but some people, they feel that there should be some way although this lofty philosophy is there, although such high standards are there, and then how to make our material desires to spiritual desires, how I can progress to spirituality, how I can make my human form of life perfect, what is the easy way out, which is the way or the process which is most effective in Kali Yuga, although so much bombardments are there, although so much advertisements are there, although I do not want to engage my senses in these material activities, in these sinful activities, what is the process, how, what are the things which I can engage my senses in that activities, purify myself and go back home, back to Godhead, develop my relationship with the Supreme Lord, develop my love for the Supreme Lord and have loving relationship with the Supreme Lord. So the same question is asked by Yudhishthira Maharaj to Narad Muni, and the same question is questioned by Maharaj Nimi to Nav Yogendras, and in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd chapter 29th, Nav Yogendras, they say, Durlabha Manusha Dehe, Dehi Naam Shan Bangura, Tatra Api Durlabham Manye, Vaikunta Priya Darshinam. For the conditioned souls, the human body is most difficult to achieve, and it can be lost at any moment. But I think that even those who have achieved human life rarely gain the association of pure devotees who are dear to the Lord of Vaikuntha. So here, now Yogendras, they are telling to Nimi Maharaj that what is the most essential factor, how we can transform our material activities to spiritual activities, simply take association Vaikuntha Priya Darshina, those devotees who are so dear to the Lord of Vaikuntha, Golok Vasi, or the Lord of Golok Vrindavan, Shri Krishna, the devotees, they are so dear to the Lord. And then they say, okay, oh, but we are so engrossed in our material activities, in our business, where there is time to go to temple, there is no time to sit with devotees, Vaikuntha Priya Darshina, to interact with them, to hear from them. So, in Krishna Lila, pastimes of the Supreme Lord, the Lord comes again and again in this material world, performing all His pastimes to attract the conditioned souls, attract Him towards His Leela, towards His Dham, towards His name, fame, glories, and take them back again to the spiritual world. So, we see that Brahmaji, at the time of creation, He creates Marichi, and then Marichi has six sons. And somehow or other, because of some offense, these six sons, they were given curse that they should take birth in this material world. And they were in great anxiety, okay, oh, we have to take birth in this material world. And they become sons of Kalnimi, who is son of Hiranyakashipu. And walking in the footsteps of grandfather, these six sons, they go to the forest to perform severe austerities and getting boon from Brahmaji and coming back to the palace with great joy. They are announcing, okay, oh, we have received boon, okay, we cannot be killed by these. But Hiranyakashipu, because he is the Lord Master of the three worlds, he becomes angry at them and he feels, okay, oh, this Brahmaji, these Devi Devatas, they are so teeny, small personalities in front of me, and instead of taking shelter of me, you have taken shelter of Brahmaji and these demigods. And then again Hiranyakashipu cursed these six sons that they have to be born again in this material world and they will be killed by Kalnimi, his father, because he gave them blessings that they should go to forest and perform severe austerities. And then they are again in dilemma, once we came down in this material world and again we have to take birth in this material world, but they are in great tribulation. Oh, no, we don't want to go in this material world. Or even though if we want to go, then there should be some facility, such arrangement that we just go and then come back. Like go, kabaddi and touch and go. Like so they were approaching demigods like, how we can, some facility has to be arranged and then we go to this material world and come back again. So they were born as six sons of Mother Devaki. And as per the announcement, Akashvani was there. And then these six sons, as soon as they were born, they died. But as soon as they were born, they were killed. And they had to again go to the heavenly planets. But because they were born from Mother Devaki, some huge pious credits were there and they never returned to the heavenly planet. They had to go to the spiritual world. But the question arises, these six sons coming from the family lineage of Hiranyakashipu, Kalanimi, and Kalanimi becomes Kamsa, and he himself kills the six sons of Mother Devaki. And instead of going to the heavenly planets, they go to the spiritual realm. Because it is said, when Lord Krishna, he took birth in Mathura, that is in the jail, Mother Devaki, she breastfed Krishna. And because of that, the milk in the breast of Mother Devaki becomes Amrit. And then the pastime goes that Krishna goes to Vrindavan, then he comes to Mathura, he kills Kamsa, and then he is with Mother Devaki and Vasudev, and then Mother Devaki, she pleads Krishna that you should bring back my six sons, they were killed by the hands of Kamsa. And then Krishna says, oh, how can I bring these sons, they have already been killed. Then Devaki is not like Yashoda Maya. Devaki and Vasudev, they know the fact that Krishna, although he is born from my womb, but he is the supreme personality of Godhead at the time of birth. I have seen him in the four-handed form. So if you can bring the dead son of Sandipuni Muni, then why not you can bring six sons which are actually your brothers. And when Krishna and Balaram go to Bali Maharaj's planet and from there, these six children are brought back. And Mother Devaki, she again breastfeed these six children. And these six children, after taking Amrit, they get liberated and go to the spiritual realm. So one might question, these six sons, they got the facility of drinking the Amrit. But the people in general, the mass of people, they do not have this facility to drinking this milk, getting the Amrit, getting the association, then how we can get liberated. But the acharyas say that these sons got the milk, but for us, the Amrit is Krishna Katha is there, Krishna Naam is there, then Krishna Dham is there, Darshan of the Supreme Lord is there. And when the Supreme Lord appears in this material world, the effects are very fast. Immediately some boon is given and then one returns back to the spiritual realm. But when the Supreme Lord is not present personally, although he is present in the form of Kali Kale Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar, Naam Rup and Grantarup, he is present always with us in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the form of Shastras, in the form of holy name. So we have to take this Amrit again and again, again and again, in the form of Krishna Katha, in the name of Krishna Naam. And because of constantly taking this Amrit in the form of Krishna Katha, Krishna Naam, in the association of Vaikuntha Priya Darshina, in the association of devotees, we become purified and we go back home, back to Godhead. And the Supreme Lord, He is so munificent, He is so merciful that He goes to such long extents that He can do anything for the Supreme Lord. And as myself assisting His Grace Madan Gopal Prabhu in Ratnagiri, Loneri and Chiplun, that is in Konkan belt, pastimes appears in the life story of Sant Tukaram Maharaj, where we all of us know Sant Tukaram Maharaj was a saintly personality, but he was so renounced that although in Grastha Ashram, he was not working, he was not going for 9 to 5 or 9 to 10 job, he was simply doing some activities, means that is not recommended that Grastas should do like this. But in the life story of Sant Tukaram Maharaj, we see that he does only some thing and that also at some times. So one occasion, one pastime appears in the life of Sant Tukaram Maharaj where the wife is constantly chastising, oh, you are not working, you are not taking care of the children, you are not taking care of financial requirements of the house. And then you have to go out, work, earn money and bring some money. These students, these children, they have to be fed something, they have to be given some clothing, simple food, clothing, and something to eat should be given. Minimum requirement should be there. And Sant Tukaram Maharaj is thinking, I have to earn, I have to go out for some duty, then who will chant, who will read the abhangs, who will see the beautiful form of the Lord, who will chant the holy name, and then he feels, wife is telling so much, then I should do something. So he borrows some money from some zamindars, and then by this money he purchases three gunis, three bagfuls of chili, red chilies, and then comes to Konkan area for making business. And then because he is a actually he is a saintly personality now in the garb of a businessman, he tries to act in a form of businessman, but inside whole, all, what to say, karn karn, he is a saintly personality and all devotion to the Supreme Lord is there. Hardly this kind of personality, they can do some business, and then he says, anyone who wants this mirchi, he can take whatever amount of mirchi he can take. And all the people, they gather, this businessman has come from foreign land and we will cheat him. And all the villagers, they gather and then say, I want this much. And then Santukara Maharaj says, you want this much? Take as much chili as you want. Take as much chili. And then all people are wondering, this is a businessman or this is a donor coming in the village. And then people are coming. And initially they are paying something. Means 2 anna, 3 anna, this much back. And Santukara Maharaj does not look at how much he has taken. And then he says, take as much as you want. Take as much. And initially this villagers are giving 2-3 annas, and then they are saying, I need more, I need more. And once I go to my house, then again I will come with the money and pay you. Because by the time I go to my house, bring money, all your chilies will be over. So better I take these chilies and then go to my residence, keep the chilies in my house, and then come back with the money and then pay you. And Santukara, yes, take as much chili as you want. And immediately, within few minutes, 2 bagful of chili are over. And then one gunda of the village, everyone knows, this is a gunda. And he's a, business magnate, I want 1 full bag of chili because big festival is there in my house. And then say, yes, take as much as you want and I will give you money afterwards. And then everything is finished. And initially, because of some barter system, someone took some chilies and gave some grains, or someone paid some 2 annas or something, and then he was there, and then he was saying, I purchased in so much money, and now in my hands, only this much amount is there, and I will go to my house, and then again wife will start chastising me that you had created blunder, bankrupt is there. Then also because of his nature, Santukara Maharaj says, whatever Krishna felt, okay, this is actually needed for me, that much he gave, so I should be satisfied. And whatever rice he had brought from his house, he started boiling it for my dinner. And immediately if someone comes with the money, then I will take and again go to my village. And then he is sitting, but no one is coming. And Vithoba, Lord Vithal, he is scratching his hand, okay, such type of devotees are there, and if they start performing such devotional activities, then people will criticize, you did not take care of these devotees, what kind of Lord you are. And then the Supreme Lord Vithala, he appears in the form of a small boy, and he takes the name of Vittu. And then he goes to all the villagers and tells, I am servant of Sant Tukaram, and he has told me, you are not coming with the money, all the chilies you have taken, and you are just sitting in your house, give me the money. And then the villagers, because this small Vittu, small servant is there, and this small servant is there, and he is asking from me, and they all are wondering, but I did not see you when we were taking chili. No, I was there only, I went somewhere to give chilies to another villagers. And then they were saying, no, we did not take chili from you and this much. And they were started trying to cheat. And then this Vittu, because he is Supreme Lord, he knows everything. And he said, no, you took 1.5 kg of chili. Measure it. And then villagers thought, while taking, we did not measure it. And how this servant, he was not there. And then also he is telling, 1.5 kg chili is. So actually they started waiting, and whatever kg he was telling to different villages, exactly that kg was there. And they were wondering, now we have to do something. And then they were paying money, and all these small villagers, they were giving by their innocence. But now this mafia person is there, and all the people, they said, you could take money from us, but this, he is a great gunda. And then Vittu, Lord Vithala, he was thinking, now some great drama has to be created, so that, because again I have to, Lord, he can do anything, but because I have to return to my devotee, and again this, I have to take this devotee to his house, I have to play some game. And then this Vittu, he comes and says, mafia, Don, you give back the money. And then he says, what money you are asking from me? Your master, he is my friend, and he has given me in charity. And he says, when my master give all this chili in charity? No, you have to give. And then again debate goes on, and they say, no, I am going. And then Vittu, he takes one rope and he says, if you are not giving me the money, then I will hang myself, and on your courtyard only I will kill myself. And then all the villagers say, no, because actually Vitu, although in material body, because he's looking so charming, he's looking so attractive, and they say, no, he's such a small child, he's such attractive, and if he kills himself, then great catastrophe will come in our village, inauspiciousness will spread, because this child, he has been killed in this village. And great pressure is there by the villagers on this mafia, and this mafia somehow he gives. And then Sant Tukaram Maharaj, he is simply eating this boiled rice, and this Vitala, he comes and gives back this. And then Sant Tukaram Maharaj, he feels that, oh, Lord has given me. Initially, the nature or the characteristics of a devotee, when he had some few paisas, he was satisfied, and when great amount of money was there, then also he was satisfied. Oh, that time Krishna gave me, like Srila Prabhupada ji, when he went to foreign land, he had 40 rupees, and when he came back again, he had 40 crores. But in both the cases, in 40 rupees or 40 crores, he was fully satisfied. Krishna wants this, then let it come. Krishna wants that I should stay in such situation, then let me stay. So, Sant Tukaram Maharaj, so we see ke great loving relationships between the Lord and the devotees take place, and the whole theme of Srimad Bhagavatam is how to perfect our human form of life, how we can take benefit of Vaikuntha Priya Darshina, that is the devotees of the Supreme Lord. And Srila Prabhupada ji, how in a most magnanimous way, this lofty philosophy, the high standards he has given in such a simple way, we feel ke, oh, although Srila Prabhupada ji might say, ke, give one lifetime and go back home, back to Godhead, but then we put this philosophy in a practical day-to-day life, and then we feel ke, oh, simply living some sweet is so difficult for us, simply living some spicy food is so difficult for us. Developing Krishna consciousness, developing love for the Supreme Lord, Krishna Prem, Radha Prem is a far off thing for us to achieve. But Srila Prabhupada ji, he has given us in such an easy way that even a normal person, he can practice the philosophy of Krishna consciousness in his day-to-day life. Like recently we had Janmashtami festival in Chiplun, and then our devotees, they had invited some person, big manager of company, and his habit was that every half an hour he had to eat this tambaku pasted with chuna. Every half an hour he had to eat, and then he had to spit also. But then devotees told, okay, if you come for Janmashtami, then you are sitting in the hall. And when you are sitting in the hall, if you eat, then it is no problem because no one might see. But when you want to spit, then you cannot spit in the hall. Then you have to go out every 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Then he say, oh, your philosophy and your do's and don'ts, don't do this, don't do this, I won't come. And then, oh, okay. You come, at least you come inside, you see the Abhishek taking place, you offer Abhishek to the Supreme Lord, you hear the Kirtan, you at least take prasad. Then what you want to take, tobacco or something like this, then you can take. And then he came for the Janmashtami festival, and from the time he came for the Janmashtami festival, he was completely absorbed in the beautiful form of the Supreme Lord. And he first time he saw the Supreme Lord bathed by milk, curd, and this is like panchamrit, dud, dahi, ghee, honey, sugar, water is normal. But then the Lord is bathed by chiku juice, by coconut water, by mango juice, by grape juice, by beet juice, and so many juices are there, and he simply absorbed. And after 4 hours, when he came out of the hall, he went for prasad, and the devotees who had welcomed him, they asked him, "Are how many times you ate tobacco and how many times you came out?" And then he realized that 4 hours had passed and I didn't eat tobacco for one time also. So this is absorption in holy name. Absorption in holy name, absorption in the beautiful form of Krishna, absorption in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that one gets absorbed and then he feels that, oh, I cannot stay without this tobacco, I cannot stay with this sense gratification, I cannot stay without these longings, or my life is half or incomplete without this thing. Once one gets attached to the process of Srila Prabhupada ji, Krishna consciousness, one's life becomes so sublime, like a small child named Sandesh, he comes to our base, and many times he is with us only, worshipping the Supreme Lord, eating prasad, singing bhajans and all these things. But his father, little orthodox, he say, "Arey, whole day you are sitting in the center of Hare Krishna people. Sometimes if you go 10 minutes, 15 minutes in a day, then it is okay. But whole day you are sitting there only, nothing doing. You don't go there. Once in a week, their weekly program is there, you can go there. But not all day long. Because father was fearing that my son, small age, he might become a sannyasi, like that saffron taklu person, and my son will leave me. So he said, "Oh, nothing doing, you should go only once in a week." And then this small child, he invited his father that, "Papa, today Janmashtami festival is there. I will do Abhishek and you also accompany me. You should also do Abhishek." And then Abhishek was there, Pushya Abhishek was there, nice drama was there, nice lecture by His Grace Madan Gopal Prabhu was there, nice darshan was there, and then seeing all the activities, how the Supreme Lord is bathed, how the Supreme Lord is, beautified by different shingar, and how all the flowers are put for the service of the Supreme Lord, he felt that this murti, this marble, is actually the Supreme Lord. After this program, I have realized, and now I have realized, or I accept that Krishna is still there. He was on the conclusion that Krishna was there, and now he is no more. But now he feels that after looking at this Abhishek, after coming for this program, after hearing the lecture, he feels, no, Krishna is still there, and Krishna, by his purity, by his holy name, by his katha, by his association of devotees, he can still purify me, and in this lifetime, I can go back home, back to Godhead. So this is the glory of Srila Prabhupada ji has given so wonderful process, Vaikuntha Priya Darshina. So we should be attached to Srila Prabhupada ji, the process of Srila Prabhupada ji, and make our life perfect and go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.